Your Eminence, Reverend Fathers, Mr. President, Mr. Dean, faculty and staff, dear families and friends, dear colleagues. Fourteen centuries ago, in Ireland, an island of flourishing church, men of faith left their homeland and brought the good news to a pagan Europe in a most praiseworthy manner. Their missionary zeal was a faithful answer to the call of Jesus Christ. Today, even today, Jesus passes by and beckons to us, all graduates of ITI. Follow me. May we hasten to immediately leave the boat of our alma mater and go after him. As we come ashore, we will be met by a man in distress, a man who in his search for freedom and happiness broke all chains and shackles of restraint, only to find himself in a desert place, rushing down the steep bank of the lake, just like a possessed herd of swine would do. He is the man who tried to break the barriers between man and woman, only to find himself despoiled of the divine cloth. He is the man who breaks the yoke of marriage just to realize that he doesn't have a house to live in any longer. He is the man fighting for the right to abortion and the right to euthanasia, only to find himself living among tombs. To this man, my dear colleagues, Jesus calls us to bring the good news. It is He, the truth, that makes us free. And it is He, the source of life, that makes us truly happy. Breaking all the barriers of restraint transforms man in a savage beast. But at the feet of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we become truly human, and through His grace, also divine. At His feet, man puts on Christ and the Holy Spirit, and thus man fulfills his call and destiny. At the feet of Christ, man finds his true home, a home of charity in the house of the Father. At his feet, man dwells by the well of living water, where everyone is welcomed and cherished. This good news, are we graduates of the ITI, called to proclaim through our words, but mainly through who we are, that is, sons of God, and through how we live as followers of Christ and instruments of the Holy Spirit. Our feelings of gratitude, mine and those of each graduate, go towards God and His merciful love for us. Thanks be to the Lord for showing us the way, for His wonderful plan with us, and for His gracious call to each one of us. We are grateful to our Dean, and all our professors, who with brotherly love brought us to drink from the spring of divine wisdom. They have shaped our future mission. I am especially indebted to the priests of ITI, to all our professors, colleagues, families, and friends that build the ITI community. Through their way of life, they inspired and strengthened me and my colleagues, showing us that it is indeed at the feet of Christ that we find answer for all our quests, for all our desires. We thank His Eminence, Christopher Cardinal Schönborn, and all the benefactors of the ITI who made this little Ireland exist. They have their share in the success of the graduates' future mission. With gratitude for their stewardship and watchfulness, we remember President von Gesau and all the board members. We thank also the ITI's staff, not numerous, but diligent, and assuring us students of one truth: seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be given to you besides. Thank you all, dear friends in the Lord. As we graduates courageously step forward from the boat of our alma mater in order to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, I wish all of us a gracious journey. It may not be smooth, it may not be easy, but in any case, let it be well pleasing to Him who calls us, and let us be faithful to Him who works in us. To Him, our God and Lord and Savior, may be all glory. Thank you.